With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Small plane with five people on board has gone down today in southern Pennsylvania, leaving a fiery wreck in an airport parking lot. Information on possible casualties still not available. And an Air Force, several Air Force fighter jets today intercepting a civilian aircraft flying in a restricted airspace near President Trump's Florida's home. Bloodshed in the nation's capital.
Authorities say an armed man near the White House was shot and wounded by Secret Service agents in an early Sunday confrontation. Secret Service agents received a report from local police about a suicidal individual who was traveling from Indiana and found the man's car and a person matching his description nearby. The Secret Service says the man pulled out a weapon as officers approached, and they shot him. The man is in the hospital, and his condition is unknown. President Donald Trump has been in Florida over the weekend. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Conservative Action Project urging conservatives on Capitol Hill to support a clean continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown.
The memo reads, quote, "Conservatives support President Trump's efforts to streamline and rebuild a federal government that works for the American people. As the March 14th funding deadline approaches, we support President Trump and his efforts to pass a continuing resolution, or CR, to September 30th and urge all conservatives in Congress to do the same." The letter comes as House Republican leaders prepare a clean CR until the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avert a shutdown after a March 14th funding deadline. President Trump has backed this plan. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Firefighters in New York knocking down a dwindling brush fire in a wooded stretch of Long Island, but officials say high wind gusts leaving the region vulnerable to additional fires. The governor has declared a state of emergency. This is SRN News. What do you know about America's LGBT population?
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they are non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China touting its persecution of Christians. Communist government releasing a statement saying its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They've worked to curb the growth and spread of cults throughout the country, mitigating potential threats to national security. This is SRN News. Well, a recent survey paints a rather bleak picture for Texas beekeepers.
The commercial beekeepers have lost about two-thirds of their honeybees since June last year. Experts worry the colony collapses are unsustainable and will have a chain effect on fruit and vegetable growth that will impact consumers. They say having fewer bees to pollinate this year can lessen the quality and quantity of foods that rely on pollination, like watermelon, berries, and almonds. The survey also said commercial beekeepers across the nation lost about 62% of their bees with no apparent reason in the same period. John Scott reporting.
An NFL player released after a district attorney in Texas declined to pursue charges against him. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy had been arrested and had been accused of felony domestic violence. More details at SRNNews.com.